So the question was asked, why don't we view Barkamta's actions as what the legal system would call today temporary insanity? Barkamta was slighted terribly. Barkamta was hurt in front of all the sages, and he was shamed in front of all the sages. So his anger got the better of him. Why don't we give him that benefit of the doubt? So I think the answer to that is in a lesson that Rav Reuven Feinstein once taught, and I don't know if he learned it from his father of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal or it was his own thought. He pointed out that in halacha we also have this concept of insanity or temporary insanity. The concept exists, but the Gemara defines for us, when is a person considered insane? When he will walk around naked, when he will go to sleep in the graveyard, when he will tear his own clothes. All the examples the Gemara gives are examples of how the person afflicts himself. In Judaism, he said, we're only willing to grant a person insanity with regard to himself. If this person is going to go around and shoot up everyone at McDonald's and say, well, I was temporarily insane, there we don't accept it. You want to be temporarily insane? Be temporarily insane and hurt yourself. But when it comes to hurting others, we won't accept it. We might say, we see this person's insane, we'll put him in an asylum. But to use that claim after you've been normal your whole life and now you harm others, there we don't accept it. That was the thought he said. And maybe that's the answer also to Bar Kamta.